Hello, sports fans.
Time for sports.
Let the games begin.
Turn on the radio.
It's time to talk high school basketball on the Coach's Corner.
We're gearing up for the final 2 weeks of the regular season for high school basketball. Season has gone by in such a flash. There was a big game last week for the Carbon Lady Dinos. They picked up a 66-25 victory over Providence Hall. Puts them in second place all by themselves in the Region 14 standings. Three games remain in the regular season. Carbon's going to return to the court tomorrow against Mesa Prep. Then they'll get a full week off before taking on the Union Cougars. That contest will be at home on February 6th. That's a monumental contest. And joining us right now to talk a bit about that and some of the other sports going on at Carbon High, we have women's basketball coach and athletic director Ted Bianco. Coach, always fun to get you on the show. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Definitely, Coach. We'll start by talking about the girls' basketball team. You guys have played good as of late. You've won four consecutive games. You've won five out of the last six. And where you're sitting at right now, I mean, you've put yourself in position to at least grab that number two spot out of Region 14. And it's something that you start paying attention to this time of the year because we only got a couple of weeks left of the regular season.
Well, you always want to play for the highest seed you can get going into the state tournament, and our girls have done a really good job of putting themselves in a position, especially with their win against JUAB last Tuesday, in order to grab that. So hopefully we can take care of business the rest of the way. We have to go to a Mazer Prep on Tuesday, and then, of course, we have the big game the following Tuesday against Union at home for our last home game, and then we finish off the season at ALA. So hopefully we can stand up to the challenge of our next three games and take care of our business and not have to worry about any other teams trying to help us out.
Coach, you've been around high school basketball, boys and girls, for so long. And my assessment, this is what I have gathered, and tell me if I'm right or wrong. You want to win a region championship, but the high school basketball season, for as long as it is, it's all about progression. It's all about becoming the best team you can possibly be towards the end of the season. I mean, you're going to go through peaks and valleys, but at the same time, it's all about progression and playing your best basketball at the end of the season.
Well, and I think that's true for any team at any level. You know, we're not the same team right now that we were back in December when we played our first few region games. So we're a totally different team right now just because of the experience that our kids have gotten, their ability to improve throughout the season. And, you know, we've made some adjustments here and there with some things that we do, and it's made our team better because of the work ethic of our kids. So you know, at any level, whether it's high school level, collegiate level, or even the NBA level, I think you every coach wants to see that progression from day one till the end of the season. And if you can say your team's gotten better, then you're probably going to be in pretty good shape going into the postseason.
Yeah, it probably holds even a little bit more value knowing that the postseason for high school and even collegiate, I mean, we're talking about a one-and-done type deal. You lose one game, and that's it. There is no tomorrow.
Well, and for, you know, for us, you know, especially with this first round game being at a neutral site, that's huge. We've got to be able to step on that court and give our best effort and play our best basketball for that one game, so that we can advance to the rest of the tournament down in St. George. But you know, anything can happen on any given night, and our kids pretty much know that. So we're, you know, every game for us is important the rest of the way. It doesn't matter who we play. And if we'll stay focused and execute the way that we've been, I think these kids can accomplish all their goals.
You guys definitely managed to bounce back from that loss to Union, which was a little bit of a heartbreaker. I know we talked to you following that contest, but it was a 72-19 win over ALA. You guys beat Delta by 30, beat JUAB by double digits, beat Providence Hall by 40. So ever since that loss to Union, I mean, you guys have played pretty good basketball. I mean, have you been happy with the way the girls responded, Coach?
I've been happy with these girls pretty much the whole season with the way they've responded. We haven't played well at times. For example, at JUAB, you know, we shoot 20% from the field and get out-rebounded by 22 rebounds. I don't know many teams that are going to win those games, let alone not get blown out by 30 points. But we go to Union and we lay an egg at a Union in the first quarter, but we bounce back, take a lead, and end up losing by three. So these girls, they've got a really strong competitive spirit to themselves. They believe in each other. They believe that they can win. And as long as they keep approaching the games that way, you know, we should be fine. It's just a matter of them stepping on the court and not overlooking any teams. Our game last Thursday against Providence Hall, We didn't play well in that first quarter, and it showed. You could tell that we had kind of overlooked that team, but once they got going, they got themselves on a roll, and they figured out that, you know what, it doesn't matter who we play, we have to come to play every night, and they proved that. When they do come to play, they're pretty darn good.
You know, we talked to Coach Lynn Tuttle about this last week when Emory went toe-to-toe with Richfield. You have to go out, you have to play your best in every game, especially in region action. But at the same time, Coach, I mean, it's got to be so hard to get the girls to understand that when you know you got a matchup with Union looming. I mean, for instance, tomorrow you guys will take on Macer Prep. This is a team that you beat 54-13. They had a very difficult time scoring the basketball on you guys. And then you have Union sitting there after. I mean, is that difficult from a coach's perspective to make sure these girls are bringing their A game?
It is difficult because you go from a game, and I think that had a little bit of an effect on how we played at Union. Is, you know, we're playing against a team that we took care of quite easily on our home court, and then we have to get ready for what we saw against Union. And if you're not prepared every day to get better and make each other better in practice, when you step on the court against a team like that, that competitive level has been kicked up a notch. It's a tough game. And, you know, so Union gets to go to GLAB on Thursday, and we have a bye on Thursday, and then they turn and come to our place on Tuesday. So for them, it's probably a little bit more of an advantage because they have to go play a tough game on the road at GLAB, and then they're going to have to come and play a game here at our place. So hopefully our girls are ready for that. It's going to be our job in practice over the next 4 or 5 days is to get our kids mentally prepared for what they're going to see and get them physically prepared in practice every day to give each other a good look. And that's going to be huge for us. So, you know, we don't want to overlook Macer Prep on Tuesday, but we're going to have to go out there and get after them from the get-go and then turn around and get our mental and physical preparation ready for Union.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Ted Bianco with the Carbon Lady Dino basketball squad. Coach, one of the things that I continue to be so impressed with is how balanced you guys are offensively. I mean, we've talked about Kelsey Sorensen and what a tremendous leader she's been for you guys this season, and Jody Noyes has been great. We've talked about Jordan Bianco and even Abby Sacamano. I mean, on any given night, you could have a combination of those four girls leading the team in scoring, you know, two of them putting in 15 to 14 points a game. The balance on this team really stands out to me.
Well, and then you add into the mix McKenna Blank, who's actually been, you know, she's been doing a much better job of putting the ball in the hole lately for us. You know, she has that same capability, and you bring a girl like Caitlin Cripps or Diana Morley off the bench for us, and those two have the ability to score. So, and Tuesday night against GLAB, when they were making a little run against us, we bring Harley McGlory off the bench, and she comes in and gets 6 points real fast for us. So our kids, like you said, have grown up since the beginning of the season, and even those kids that don't necessarily get a whole lot of playing time, they're starting to contribute more for us, and that's huge. If your bench can come in and you don't have much of a slack off with your bench, then you're going to be in pretty good shape going down the stretch for the rest of the season. And like you said, anybody has the ability to score. We've been pretty consistent with our starting three of our starting five, and now there's a couple other ones that are starting to pick up their level of play. So that's, you know, that could make for a dangerous mixture going into the state tournament for us as long as everything works out well for us.
For sure. Coach, those underclassmen that you have coming off of the bench, how much of an emphasis have you put on those kids trying to make, you know, your starting five, your core five, better? Because you've had so many games in which you guys have blown out the competition that I'm sure you've had to up the ante a little bit in practice, right? The intensity has to be a little bit greater in practice when you're beating teams 53-13.
Well, absolutely. Every day in practice, you know, we're prodding them to give us the best look possible. And there's some days that they get, you know, thumped pretty hard by our starting five. But there's other days that they step up and they give them a battle. And, you know, some of our kids get a little frustrated. Our starters get a little bit frustrated with that. But they, in the long run, it's going to make all of them better. And it showed our last few games of what their hard work is doing and how it's paying off for them.
If we look at the entire 3A classification, now that we get down to the final couple of weeks, Coach, you're starting to see teams separate from one another. For instance, if you look in Region 15, you have Emory, you have Richfield, and then it appears you have everyone else. I think in Region 14, I mean, there's Union, there's Carbon, there's GLAB, and then there's a big gap between those three squads and the bottom four squads. And then if you flip over to Region 13, you have two teams at the top of the region, and then you have some squads struggling. Is it fair to say that at this point in time, and there's legitimately six or seven schools that we can look at as contenders, and maybe it's wide open from that point on?
I think there are six or seven teams that have kind of stood out throughout the season. But if other teams are getting better going into the state tournament, you can't overlook them. And so for all of us that are heading into that first round at Wasatch in a couple of weeks, it's important for every team to, you know, step on the court and not overlook anybody. And that's the key for especially young kids is, you know what, it doesn't matter what their record is because it's a whole new season when you start, we call it the third season, the playoffs. And everybody has the same record going into that, and anybody can be knocked off. So it's scary to have to think about that, but it's something that you have to pound into your kids' heads is it doesn't matter who we play. What's going to matter is how we play and if we execute correctly. And that's going to be huge for us. So we'll keep pounding that in our kids' head throughout the rest of the season and make sure that they don't overlook anybody that they're going to be playing in the future.
Now, Coach, with the end of the winter sports season, I can't believe we're talking about this already, but with just a couple of days left in January, basketball will be moving into their state tournaments here, I know, in the next couple of weeks. But for wrestling and swimming, we're there already. I mean, we've reached the finale. I know the cheer squads had a competition over the weekend, and it's the same with drill. I mean, we're really gearing up for the finale of the winter sports season.
Absolutely, and that goes by quickly. It seems like yesterday we were just getting started, and now it's almost over. Our swim team hosted the region swim. Our girls won the region championship, and they're going to have a good showing at state. Our boys took third, and they should have a good showing at state. So congratulations to all those kids. I know they broke some school records at the meet, which is always fun to see. Our drill team competed in the region drill competition at Delta last week, and they've qualified for the state tournament this weekend, this Friday and Saturday at UVU. So we want to wish them luck. They've been working hard all year, and they're quite a competitive group and fun to watch. Our cheerleading squad just got done with their state cheer up at Salt Lake Community College, and they had a really good outing. And congratulations to Trish Anderson on making 3A Coach of the Year. She's done an excellent job with our program, and we appreciate all she does. Her and her staff have done an awesome job with our cheer. And then, of course, wrestling this weekend, they go down to the divisionals to qualify for state. So we'll see how many of our boys get to go on and wrestle at the state tournament up at UVU the following weekend. So, yeah, it's wrapping up quickly. Basketball's still waiting for seedings and different things like that. But for our other winter sports, it's almost coming to an end. But it's been a fun year for our kids, and we're really proud of what they've accomplished throughout the year. They've done an excellent job.
Well, Coach, it's always fun to get you on, get an update from what's happening at the school and, of course, within the basketball program as well. I always appreciate the time, and I know we'll talk again real soon.
I appreciate you having me, and once again, congratulations to all of our kids, and thank you to the community for their great support, and appreciate you having me on your show. Thanks a lot.
Always my pleasure, Coach. That's Ted Bianco taking out the time to join us for today's local sports segment. We're going to break for just a moment. We'll come back, move over, talk some NFL football. It's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Eagles.
Welcome to my